The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a religious organization that views itself as the restoration of the original Christian Church founded by Jesus during his earthly ministry. Sometimes referred to as the LDS Church or the Mormon Church, the Church teaches that God the Father and Jesus Christ appeared to Joseph Smith, Jr. and called him to be a prophet and to restore essential elements that were lost from Christianity between Paul's death and the First Council of Nicaea. These elements included new scriptures, the calling of 12 apostles as special witnesses of Christ's divinity, and the return of priesthood authority. The Church was organized by Smith and five others in Fayette, New York, on April 6, 1830. Shortly after the first publication of the Book of Mormon. Joseph Smith led the church until he was killed in 1844. After a brief period of confusion, when various claims of succession were made, the church was led by the Quorum of the 12 Apostles until a new First Presidency was organized in 1847. Brigham Young, president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and soon to be president of the church, led a large group of Mormon pioneers in a forced exodus away from the former church headquarters in Nauvoo, Illinois, and eventually to the Salt Lake Valley in July 1847. An international organization, the church has its world headquarters in Salt Lake City, Utah, where 96-year-old Gordon B. Hinckley serves as the 15th president and is considered the world's modern prophet and mouthpiece for Jesus Christ. The Church sends tens of thousands of male and female missionaries throughout the world, and in 2005 reported a worldwide membership of over 12.5 million. History. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints teaches that it was organized by Joseph Smith in Fayette, New York. Joseph Smith led the Church until his death in 1844. The Church was then led by Brigham Young, who led members west to Salt Lake City, Utah. Currently, the Church is led by Gordon B. Hinckley. Early history. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized in Fayette, New York, on April 6, 1830, under the leadership of Joseph Smith, Jr. Smith was raised in northwestern New York, where he reported a number of heavenly visions and visitations by angels. According to his own account, while he was an adolescent during the early 1820s, Smith saw God the Father and Jesus Christ in what is now known as the First Vision. Smith also said he was told where to find an ancient record referred to as the Golden Plates from an angel named Moroni, and dictated a translation of those plates, which he published in 1830 as the Book of Mormon. According to Smith and his close associate, Oliver Cowdery, an angel gave both of them the authority to baptize and to build up a new church, meant to be a restoration of first century Christianity. This church, originally called the Church of Christ, was formed in April 1830 in Manchester or Fayette, New York, but soon after the conversion of Church of Christ, Campbellite, Minister Sidney Rigdon in Kirkland, Ohio, most of its members moved to Ohio in 1831. In Ohio, the church built a temple and sent missionaries to various places, including Jackson County, Missouri, where the church built up branches. After a series of financial problems with Kirtland Safety Society, a bank, the main body of members moved briefly to Missouri in 1838, but after the 1838 Mormon War, they were forced to establish a new center in Nauvoo, Illinois. In Nauvoo, the church grew rapidly, began building a temple, and sent out missionaries to Canada and England. Smith served as a religious, political, and military leader. In 1844, after a conflict with an antagonistic newspaper over Smith's alleged practice of spiritual wifery, Smith and his brother Hiram were arrested, taken to Carthage, Illinois, and then both of them were killed by a mob on June 27, 1844. In the aftermath of the deaths of Smith and his brother Hiram, he presumed successor. Several church leaders campaigned to lead the church, a time known as the succession crisis. The Quorum of the 12 Apostles, led by Brigham Young, claimed succession. The apostles quickly returned from their missions in America and abroad and were accepted as successor by the largest body of adherents. Establishment in Utah. In 1846, Brigham Young led a large group of Mormon pioneers out of Nauvoo, Illinois, to Winter Quarters, Nebraska, and eventually to the Salt Lake Valley, initially part of Mexico, but soon annexed by the United States as the Utah Territory, where the first company arrived on July 24, 1847. Isolated from any neighbors, Brigham Young initially governed the Utah Territory as a theocracy, and under his direction, many colonizing groups were sent to various sites to begin settlements in what was referred to as the State of the Deseret. In 1857, however, federal troops replaced him with a non-Mormon territorial governor, in a period called the Utah War, or Buchanan's Blunder. Beginning in 1852 and contributing substantially to the Utah War, many prominent church leaders began openly practicing a previously secret form of polygamy called plural marriage. Because plural marriages were viewed as immoral by mainstream Americans, the U.S. government began passing laws in the 1870s and 1880s criminalizing the practice, despite Mormon protestations that such marriages were protected by the United States Constitution. Under the new laws, church leaders were imprisoned and the church was disincorporated and its manifesto prohibited future plural marriages. And the church issued a second manifesto in 1904 by President Joseph F. Smith. Eventually, the church adopted a policy of excommunicating polygamist members. The church's abandonment of polygamy led to a formation of several schismatic groups that still embrace the practice. Growth into an international church. Since the beginning of the 20th century, the church has undergone a period of nearly exponential growth due to a high birth rate and extensive proselytism. Additionally, the church has gained more prominence and has taken firm stands on a number of social issues, supporting prohibition, opposing gambling, opposing abortion with some exceptions, opposing same-sex marriage, and opposing euthanasia. The church also maintains a position of political neutrality and on the issue of stem cell research, but is a staunch supporter of civic involvement. Church membership has increased dramatically in third world non-English-speaking countries, and in 1978, due to a revelation from the prophet of God, the church ended the policy of African descent being denied admission to the priesthood. The Utah church leadership remains largely white and North American, whereas the leadership throughout the world is made up primarily of members of respective countries and races. Beliefs and practices. The church teaches that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who taught all his gospel and the way to return to live with God the Father. Christ's birth, atonement, death, and resurrection provide the means whereby God's children can be resurrected and redeemed from their sins through repentance. The church teaches that, after the death of Christ and his apostles, some important doctrinal teachings were changed over time from Christ's original teachings, thus necessitating a restoration of his church and true doctrines before the second coming. The prophet Joseph Smith, Jr. The church teaches that Jesus Christ and God the Father appeared to Joseph Smith, Jr. to begin the reestablishment of Christ's church on earth as prophesied in Acts chapter 3, verse 19 through 21. Joseph Smith, Jr. wrote that Christ had called him to be a latter-day prophet, to tell people of the gospel message, and to restore the authority from Christ to perform acts in his name. According to the leaders of the church, the unique doctrines taught by the church are as a result of revelations received from God by Joseph Smith, Jr. and his successors. Nature of God. The church teaches of Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. They are three separate and distinct beings who together constitute the Godhead, united in purpose rather than in substance. All three members of the Godhead are eternal and equally divine, but have different roles. While the Holy Ghost is a spirit without a physical body, God the Father and Christ both possess distinct, perfected, physical bodies of flesh and bone. God the Father is the spirit father in premortal life of all the spirits, of all the people who have been or will be born on this earth. He is also both the spirit father and the father in the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is thus the only begotten Son, inheriting from his Father power over death. Since Christ is omniscient and has the same purpose as the Father, the Church teaches that Jesus Christ speaks often of the Scriptures as though knowing perfectly the will and the words of the Father. Non-Trinitarianism is a point of disagreement with Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant traditions. Purpose of life. The term plan of salvation is used by the LDS Church to describe how the gospel of Jesus Christ is designated to bring about the immortality and eternal life of mankind. The first element, immortality, is explained as a gift freely given to everyone, made possible by Jesus' resurrection. The Church teaches that the spirit and the body shall be reunited again in its perfect form, even as we now are at this time. The restoration shall come to all, both old and young, both bond and free, both male and female, both the wicked and the righteous, and even there shall not so much as a hair of the heads be lost, but everything that shall be restored to its perfect frame. The second element, salvation from sin and spiritual death, is explained as being possible only by the atonement of Jesus Christ, where washes clean the metaphorical stains of one's imperfections and justifies and sanctifies one for admission into heaven. The kingdom within heaven for which each person is qualified is conditional upon acceptance of and true faith in Jesus Christ as the Savior and Redeemer of mankind, which is demonstrated through baptism and obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel, including repentance. After death, people who have not been offered the chance to hear the doctrines of Jesus Christ during life on earth will have the opportunity to do so prior to the judgment. All of humanity will then be resurrected and judged by Jesus. As part of this judgment, each person is assigned to one of three heavenly kingdoms, sometimes called degrees of glory: the celestial kingdom, the terrestrial kingdom,